This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Dean Podcast.
Sound really chipper.
That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
Now, back to business. Yeah. We have another guest.
We do. It is a very exciting day. It is a very exciting month because it's Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And we have the amazing Irish comedian Eleanor Tiernan here.
Yeah, welcome to Australia, welcome to Joy.
Thank you so much, guys.
Now, you're in town for a show. Now, I thought it was Irish comedians, but it's not. It's UK comedians and Irish comedian being yourself for New Order.
Yeah? Yes, exactly. The show's New Order. It's a selection of people that the Melbourne Comedy Festival people saw at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival last year, and they invited five people that they liked to take part in a lineup show here, and we are on together, putting on an hour of comedy every night for people in Melbourne.
So does that mean you all get like just under 15 minutes each?
Yes. So there is a lot of discussion about keeping to time, you know, because if you go over your time, you're stealing from somebody else, from a different comedian. So, you know, we all have to be quite respectful.
And do you change order every night?
We have done, not every night. We haven't kind of figured out a preferred order. It's good. I think it's good to switch it up because, you know, each slot has a different feel, I guess, you know. It's good to take different turns at it.
And so the Edinburgh Festival, what's that like? I've never been, but I hear that it's fantastic.
It's so good. It's huge, and it's kind of something you really need to experience, to go and experience, because it's so overwhelming, and you can't even get your head around it when you get there. There's just so many shows. I think maybe 2,000 or something. Shows, so you couldn't possibly go to see them all. So people come, and they really like to find an act that they didn't know about before. So that's what I've talked to people. That's what they really like. For the comedian, it's a long slog. You know, you got to do an hour every day and keep showing up. I don't like complaining about being a comedian. That's what I sound like I'm complaining, but it's a great job. That's what it's like.
And so you appeared at the Edinburgh Festival there. So was this your first time in Australia?
This is my first time at the festival here. Uh-huh. I've been on trips before. My brother lives here in Melbourne. He's immigrated. So we have a family connection. And my parents are visiting at the moment, actually. So,
oh, so the whole family's here?
Yeah, we're never together, and we're actually, you know, we're in the one place at the moment.
In Australia, of all places.
Did your mum come to your shows?
She has come, yeah.
And is it okay for mum?
Yeah.
Your comedy's not a bit blue?
Well, and actually, it is a bit blue, but she's okay with it. She's quite, she's been quite generous and open-minded about it. So I have to give her a shout-out for that.
Good job, mum. Yeah. Now, because your show, you've only got, you're doing it as a lineup, so you've only got that short period of time. Do you use the same what's the word I'm looking for?
Material
every night, or do you spice it up because you've got, you know, a whole bag full of it and you just want to test it all out?
You just go on instinct. You know, what do you think? You know, we all four of us want to please the crowd,
of course,
that comes in. You know, and the Melbourne audiences have been really they've really rewarded us in giving us great feedback. So we just go on instinct. I think, you know, whatever you think is going to work on the night.
Do you feel like you have to do research when coming to Australia and be like, what do Australians find funny versus what do people in Edinburgh find funny?
Absolutely, yeah. No, you do. You definitely want to read the room and read the location that you're in. I was, the most of the news that we got about Australia was about the marriage equality referendum.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were reading an awful lot about that. And we had it in Ireland as well. We had our own referendum a couple of years ago. ago. So so it's good to share that, I guess.
And of course, we look to Ireland because with its staunch Catholicism.
Absolutely.
And you got the vote through.
We did, yeah. Yeah, and we've got another one coming up actually quite soon. We're going to legislate on legalising abortion in Ireland in a couple of months.
That's progressive.
Well, yeah. Well, it hasn't gone through. You know, we're at the same we're at that stage with it now. So really trying to. I'm in favour of it.
Well, to be able to have the even to be allowed to have the conversation, have the dialogue about those matters when you compare that to what's happening in America. Where they're perhaps not having as much freedom to have those sort of discussions about some quite significant issues.
Yeah, people's rights seem to be kind of, you know, getting encroached in small ways, you know, and it seems like it could almost go back to a stage where it's almost de facto not legal anymore in some states. So,
which is dangerous.
Yeah, but you know, I guess in Ireland we're really hoping to kind of get it over line.
I think of Ireland as being staunchly Catholic. And sort of a smaller place, perhaps not as cosmopolitan as London, or
sure,
but
yeah.
In some ways, it's very progressive.
Yeah, we're doing what we can over there. I guess our Prime Minister is an immigrant as well, and he's a gay man, and you know, so we're kind of punched above our weight in that way.
Yeah, imagine if Australia had an openly gay leader.
Well, up until the end of last year, Australia was actually kind of the butt of all jokes in terms of not having equality. How silly is that?
Crazy. Colonies, yeah. We're behind.
Yeah. So, good on you. Make some good jokes about that because it's embarrassing, but also we can laugh about it now that it is all over.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So your show, it is playing every night except for Wednesday nights. You get a night off. That's nice.
Absolutely, yeah.
So all the way up until the 22nd, is it already sold out?
We have sold out some nights, yeah. So people would be great if they could book in advance. I'm doing a road show as well. I'm going to go on the Melbourne Comedy Festival road show after this.
Oh, you're going on tour?
Really? Ah. After this. Yeah, so I'm going to lots of different places, the names of which I would have difficulty pronouncing. but yeah, that's it's good places like Catherine, Cairns, Darwin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
that's a long way, you know. It's not a day trip.
No.
From Melbourne to Cairns and Daintree and Darwin and wow.
Yeah.
Oh, how are you with the hot weather?
I enjoy it. Oh my God, our weather has been so bad in Ireland and the UK.
Yeah.
It's still like people are still saying when is spring coming over there. So it's
well, you'll be excited to get wonderful. Back to the cold once you've been up to Cairns, no doubt.
Well, exactly.
And Darwin, it is hot and humid. If you want to catch Eleanor Tiernan on the New Order, you can check out Melbourne International. Oh no, it's just comedyfestival.com.au. I was going to add extra words in there. Just look up Eleanor Tiernan. The shows are on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It's just because today is a Tuesday.
And to the Melbourne Town Hall, so it's convenient.
It is. So easy to get to. Fantastic. Get your tickets online. Go and check her out.
Thanks for that, Eleanor.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.